This is an Enterprise Times podcast with Evan Goldberg, founder and CTO of NetSuite, now Oracle NetSuite. Evan, you've just announced a huge expansion both in terms of global reach and technology development at NetSuite. There was some concern that you would take a step back. On the other hand, it must feel like you're a child entering a sweet shop for the first time. There's so much technology available to you now. What is exciting you most?
Well, some of the things that we're doing as part of Oracle are continuing what we were doing before. Definitely continuity is the major theme. We've been kept as an independent business unit within Oracle, and a lot of it is just doing more of what we were already doing before. We had plans to globalize, we had plans to attack industries, but it was going to be a lot slower. So the fact that we're getting resources, we're growing the R&D faster than we ever had, just allows us to reach those goals sooner. There's some great technology at Oracle that we can better utilize as part of Oracle. Our ability to collaborate very closely with the people that design the database, with the people that are building the next generation Oracle data centers that we will eventually be running on is a great opportunity for us. And NetSuite is a suite. One of its fundamental value propositions is that everything is one system. But we've always known there's elements of running your business that are going to happen in other systems. So we integrate with some great partners. We always have. And we've integrated with Oracle technology in the past. But now, again, we can work much more closely. For example, for enterprise planning and budgeting capabilities, we can bring some of those planning and budgeting through their planning and budgeting cloud service. We can bring that technology to our users much more quickly and in a much more integrated way.
Social awareness and doing good better is a key feature of the NetSuite culture. What are your hopes for the future of social impact within Oracle NetSuite?
Oracle itself has some great programs in corporate philanthropy and employee engagement, so we're going to get the opportunity to participate in those. But there was a unique approach that we took at NetSuite to providing fast-growing startup organizations with software donations for when they first get started, discounts as they got larger, and employee engagement on our side to help them implement NetSuite. Volunteerism, you called really pro bono work. And I'm excited that that is going to continue. There's a program, Oracle NetSuite Social Impact, which will allow us to continue to provide worthy organizations with the NetSuite service, regardless of their ability to pay, then allow employees to help implement and participate in the success of these organizations. It's really a win for everybody involved.
You set up the BRCA Foundation about a year ago. How's the research going, and how do you find the time to involve yourself into that?
A lot of it was just catalyzing these researchers to work together. There's a lot of silos in cancer research and medical research generally, but especially in cancer research, there's silos between institutions. There's silos between cancer types. We're still, to a large degree, researching cancer based on the organ of origin, even though there may be other elements of the cancer that are much more similar across different organs. That's sort of the fundamental theme of the BRCA Foundation. So what's most exciting to me, and fortunately does not require an enormous amount of time from my part, is that the researchers are getting together, and they're collaborating across cancer types. They're collaborating across institutions, which is challenging. I don't know if it's because I had a great rapport with the researchers that we've chosen initially to support, but it turns out they have great rapport with each other, and they just got done meeting recently. They meet every 6 months, and they think about, even though, of course, they're going to go each in their own direction to some degree, they can think about what elements of their research would work better if they did it together, the sort of 1+1=3 idea. And that's what's been happening, and that's what's most exciting to me about the BRCA Foundation research that we're supporting.
You must have been really pleased about the announcement late last year that saw the new partnership between the Jimmy V Foundation, the BRCA Foundation, and the Gray Foundation. Why was that so important, and what are the timescales for this kind of research to deliver results?
I think that there needs to be more of that collaboration between these foundations. It's not a business. Fundamentally, they're not competitive. When I met Mindy Gray, who started the Basser Center at Penn with her husband, John, when I met her for the first time, she basically welcomed me with open arms. Let's all work on this together. It doesn't matter who solves it. I think there's a lot of organizations that are working towards the same goal, but are not necessarily coordinating. I think that that's really the most exciting thing for me. The V Foundation has enormous experience in granting to very, very worthy researchers, especially young researchers doing groundbreaking research that they might not be able to get funding otherwise. So they bring that great experience. We bring some of the researchers that we've cultivated. The Basser Center at Penn and the Gray Foundation have cultivated amazing researchers and amazing works. So that's what I look forward to, is we're going to raise some great money this year together with Matches. And then we have an amazing scientific advisory board, representatives from all three organizations, that's going to find some of these great groundbreaking work done by these young researchers to fund. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I think one of the things that we're learning in cancer research, and again, I'm talking as a layman here, but that spends some amount of time with the real experts, is that cancer is a lot of different types of diseases, and calling it one disease is sort of like calling a virus one disease. It's many different types of disease, and we're going to make progress sporadically on different fronts, but together all this progress will mean that cancer becomes a controllable sort of chronic disease over time and not the deadly disease that it is now.
And with that expansion of NetSuite globally, do you see the opportunity of you helping to bring some international cancer research together as well? Because there's a lot of cancer research gone all over the world.
That's another place where we need to foster collaboration, where there are silos. Now, we're really lucky because Alan Ashworth spent his career in the UK. He's one of the researchers we help. He's now the head of the Cancer Center at UCSF. He obviously has a natural tendency and ability to collaborate with great researchers in the UK, and there just needs to be more of that. It's just one more set of silos that we need to break down. And I hope that maybe as NetSuite reaches out to some of these new countries as sort of a side effect, I might be able to find researchers, programs, initiatives that are happening there that could be really helpful for BRAC individuals and individuals with similar cancers all over the world.
With the latest statistics showing about 1 in 3 people will contract cancer during their lifetimes, there's still clearly a major battle against the disease. What more can be done by individuals, corporates, and governments?
You're definitely going beyond what I think about on a day-to-day basis. That's a very, very big problem. The things that I encounter as part of the BRCA Foundation are things like, can we set up better databases? There's so many databases. And this is a problem that obviously Oracle, I think, could and will and has been playing a major part in. Integrating all that data in such a way that we can use big data analysis and machine learning, pattern recognition to understand what are some of the other causes of cancer, what ways can you avoid cancer with your lifestyle. All that kind of big data research requires the databases to be harmonized. Ultimately, there's a role for the government in that, because fundamentally they can, I wouldn't say mandate, but at least strongly encourage the use of standards that will allow this data to work together. So I think it's a multifaceted problem, but I guess for individuals, obviously, if they have an opportunity, especially BRCA individuals, and this is what we're sort of trying to catalyze, if you get tested and find that you are positive for the mutation, we're trying to encourage people to look out there, see what studies they can participate in, and that may help them or it may help their family or others down the road. So I think across the board, there's always more that can be done. There's some fantastic things going on now to build on, and it's a really exciting time where I do believe, from what I can tell, that we're at an inflection point in terms of being able to deal with this disease.
Do you have any regrets about joining Oracle?
When you run and are part of the management of an independent company, there's a lot of satisfaction and excitement there, but that still exists. We have the 18 years of what we accomplished, sort of the full arc of a software company from tiny little startup, public, 5,000 employees to acquisition. And so I'll look very, very fondly back on those days. But the thing that's been most exciting to me is that we've been able to come in to Oracle and keep running as fast as we were before. So I always look forward.
Thank you very much, Evan.
Thanks. Appreciate it.